Blog Talk Radio.
Money talks in another kind of slang. They hover by it again, so you changing all that you've spoken. Like with a speech at, tell them that you breathe that. And shit is asthmatic, though, where they hang on the feedback. Fuck them all until they know that you mean that. And they ripping up your driver's side, digging through your Jeep pack. Talking Amsterdam, and they don't believe that. And hanging out my window, help me see that. You know the scene. Rubbing shoulders with the cast like I wrote the lead. Shit, I just wrote where we was at and put that over these. Bad bitches want Isabel Marant, and we all try and get them what they want, so you know the speed. Right, I heard these from my pillow. Right, made me lean out my window. Right, knew the scene from the get go. Right, but Spike Lee was my hero. Right, said Spike Lee was my hero. Right, but Spike Lee was my hero. Say you here by any means, tell him ditto. Right, but Spike Lee was my hero. He set his rules to the shit. Money that should be ours, the pursuance from the get. I'm true indeed for a flip. I'm doing need of a flip, but as true to me as it is, I'm still truly yours and true belief for the win. I'm still doing more for you and me off the rip. I'm built by what I saw, so usually what it is everything that it was. Beautifully on a strip, standing underneath the awning and hoping to get a morning. I swear they so belonging of all of these wide bodies and whatever other callings of all of these Nola darlings. And tug of wars on Strike Dunham and Dab Dunlap. Jesus shovels worse, though, what it took to become that. The phone booth could be where you change or where you pump at. My heroes took turns with who would run that. So for all the Pierre Delacroix, the man stands asleep and eats, and all the money from hand in hands that we could keep. But every night I heard these from my pillow. Right, made me lean out my window. Right, knew the scene from the get go. Right, but Spike Lee was my hero. Right, said Spike Lee was my hero. Right, but Spike Lee was my hero. Say you here by any means, tell him ditto. Right, but Spike Lee was my hero.
Proud neighbors who bang louder than Al Qaeda, moving them keys like Cal Jada for the cheese, like Sal's famous. Fiends looking for houses where the rocks probably cooking on the corners. We barbecuing at block parties in Brooklyn. The birthplace of Jordan, you warm if you was hard enough fucking with Nike. Why you think the spike's so popular? The block is like a prison with night vision. They watching us on top of us with binoculars to properly get to dropping us. Some topical like clockers, cause crack kills. They're making a movie, but I'm making black films with my rap skills. They standing on the corners looking back, looking stressed. Having to stoop to new lows like Brooklyn Steps. First fight of four green, got respected in Brooklyn Tech. Spikes joined across the street, of course I was looking fresh. Now I'm coming for what's mine, the hoarders call it extortion. 40 acres in a Porsche with more than 400 horses, yeah.
I heard these from my pillow, right? Made me lean out my window, right? Knew the scene from the get go, right? But Spike Lee was my hero, right? Said Spike Lee was my hero, right? But Spike Lee was my hero. Say you here by any means, tell him ditto, right? But Spike Lee was my hero. One of the few who had his pops out the whole block. Told me never to settle or let the dough stop. Leave here with as much as you can hold, Sky. And point blank them if they ever come at your tie. Made me follow every script that Spike ever wrote. So how I write is cause of them, rightfully so. The irony of wanting everything I could be shown, but seeing life like a Lee, rightfully so.
Don't even try to ask me when I'm coming down. Nah, I ain't wasting time beneath these thinking clouds. I warn you if you download, this may smoke computers. L, what's the bell? I put that on a Glock shell. Bitches on my Jock trail, I knock when they socks fell. Rhyme writer, tighter than a lock shell, block cell. For spitting Molotov cocktails, spreading the rumors. Speculators, consumers, and late bloomers create tumors. If they ain't consumers, I'm my newest material. Built for your stereo, the pack fanatic. Fly the aerial, acrobatic. This what I bust, pressure, hopes, and dreams. Shoot your gift as if it came with dopes and beams. Haters wanna tie me down like ropes and strings. But I'm all about bling, making dopes and flings. Wait,
yeah, don't even try to answer when I'm coming down. Nah, I ain't wasting time beneath these thinking clouds. Now why would I settle for less than the crown? When I'm over your head, watch as I leave the ground. Yeah, don't even try to ask me when I'm coming down. Nah, I ain't wasting time beneath these thinking clouds. Now why would I settle for less than the crown? When I'm over your head, watch as I leave the ground. Why would I settle less than the crown?
Is in the building. GMS is in the building.
Yeah, yeah. LR Blitzkrieg in the house. You know. Subject.
Chilling.
Cha-ching. Yeah,
I did that on purpose for you today. You got it?
Already you did this.
Already. Where's the cha-ching, man?
I don't know. Cha-ching. There you go.
You can't find the effect.
You owe me a dollar.
I got it. I'll play it for you.
Thank you.
For those that don't know, we were talking about how sometimes I repeat things twice, you know, when I'm talking on the air. So as that becomes annoying to Blitzkrieg, and maybe it's annoying to you guys out there, I kind of do it unconsciously. I apologize, but he's going to try to remind me and try to catch me out there. So if I say something twice, hit me with the fine of $1. $1.
Word.
There you go. So this is MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk, broadcasting out of Brooklyn, New York, so out to the world. You can find us on iTunes as a podcast by searching for the station, which is Six Man Radio. Shout out to the Bad Seed, Six Man Radio. And you also can look us up on our website, mcmireport.com, if you want to check out any archives of the show. Shout out to our guest last week, Sha Stimuli. If you missed that one, it was great conversation. So go up on the website and you'll see the past episodes where we're joined by, you know, veterans like Master Ace and newer artists with that heat right now, like Homeboy Sandman, that we also had up on the show a few weeks ago.
So if this is your first show, definitely go back and check out the other shows. They are not to be missed.
Yep, yep. If you guys are on Twitter and you're tweeting the show.
Wait.
Okay.
What'd I say? Yep. You said yep,
I did.
Yep.
Oh.
Like you, Teddy Riley from Red.
I know, I was about to say. Didn't the producer used to say that? All right. If you tweet the show, make sure to include our Twitter name, at MCMI Report, so we can retweet and shout you out. Blitz, let them know what joints we just hit them with.
Yeah, we played a joint off of Sky Zoo's new album, a joint called Spike Lee Was My Hero, featuring Talib Kweli. Then we played one of my favorites right now, Fabulous with So NY. I'm So NY, Weezy probably don't like me. And you know, before I get into the last joint that we played, there was a interview with Lil Wayne, and somebody asked him about the backlash that he's having about, you know, him saying that he doesn't like New York. Because he did say, you know, after he got arrested for whatever the charge was, I think it was a gun charge, he got arrested and went to jail. He said, I don't like New York. I'm never going to play in New York again. You know, those were his comments. And that's why Fab, you know, thought of that hook where he says, I'm So NY, Weezy probably don't like me. So Wayne, they asked him about it in an interview. And he says, you know, I didn't even know that anybody was, you know, upset with me for saying I don't like New York. He's like, I'm so busy, I'm working all the time, I didn't even know Fab made a song called So NY. Easy probably don't like me. I'm going to have to call bullshit on that. I mean, as soon as somebody else within that community or in his circle heard that song, I'm sure they told Wayne about it, and he's just, you know, trying to deflect and say that he doesn't know about it, or, well, I'm too big, I'm so way up here that I don't even know that people in New York, which is, you know, the mecca of hip-hop, are upset with me for saying I don't like New York and I'll never play there again.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that. And I understand him feeling that way and being emotional at the time, but New York has really strong gun laws, probably the worst or second worst. I don't know, because L.A. supposedly is really strict on the gun laws. If you have a legal gun and you live somewhere else in America and you have a permit, or you don't need permits there or whatever it is, you got your paperwork and you come to New York, if you're on the highway and that highway goes for one exit stretching around into our territory and you happen to get pulled over, they're going to lock you up if you have a gun in your car, even if it's your legal gun that you're allowed to have wherever you are at. You know, mad people come to New York and just get locked. We need like a lock sound effect. Click, clink.
Hey, speaking about guns, I'm a little upset today because on my way over here, this little kid walking with his mom picks up his mother's pink umbrella and an imaginary sniper rifles me. Just comes busting shots at me. He's lucky he was with his mom. He's lucky he was with his mom. If he wasn't with his mom,
hold on a second. We're even now. You owe me a dollar.
No, that was
call that a
that
push.
That was for actual emphasis. He's lucky he was with his mom. I would have clapped back.
Word. I think I saw that in a movie with starring a comedian.
I would have pulled out all types of imaginary G.I. Joe rockets and like just blasted at him.
I think it was Vince Vaughn. He was in some movie and a little kid passed him and did like the finger gun, like pointed his finger and went like psh, psh, while he was walking with his mother, and his mother didn't see it. And then he goes, what? And he like fires back, or maybe it was another comic actor, but, and then the mom sees him. Why are you shooting at my son? It was funny. But I can't believe that actually happened here. That's pretty funny. Well, did you tell us the last song yet? The third song?
No, last song we played was Wings by, it was an Audible Doctor remix featuring Audible Doctor and Elzai. Going to be talking to Audible Doctor later on in the show. Brown Bag All-Stars, what up?
Shouts to them. Shouts to Soul Con. I don't remember everyone in the crew, but we'll find out from Audible Doctor who's in the crew and what he's doing with his music. For those that don't know, he is a producer, but he also raps too, and he has a vocal project out right now as an MC. So looking forward to asking him about that project and a whole bunch of other things. So stick with us. Call us up to talk behind the scenes or on the air at 646-478-3599. Right now, we're going to just get into more music. We got more heat for you. And we'll come back and talk with Audible Doctor a little while later in the show. MC on my radio, Real Hip Hop.
Little kid with your pink umbrella gun, whatever. Watch your back.
Real Hip Hop, Real Talk, MCMI Radio.
Watch your back, son.
MCMI. Brand new Air Max is the stunt. Gucci and Louis from my belt to cuff. I'll change with the times moving up. I still can't find no one to trust. Nicki on TV with Madonna, sending out a message to you prima donnas. And everybody that thought Nicki was whack is eating those words, watching Nicki stack. Rolling through the neighborhood feeling grand. This week I smoked about 1,000,000 grams. Everything's new, life is new. I just bought a new house, what about you? Just got a new whip, what about you? Just took a new trip to Istanbul. I solve equations difficult as Rubik's Cube. Just keep your eyes open for the evening news. Just ask Dr. Dre, nigga, and just ask Q. This my life, this one's mine, this one's hers. I'ma do it for the no more Indo, gin and juice. Patron, Ciroc, Ace and Goose. Kush on a plate, a little yay to boost. Everyday LA way is loose.
Living like a millionaire, driving them crazy. Billionaire mindset, I learned it from baby. Gotti is the mind frame, the ride of corrupt. Model bitches, off a powder, ratchet as fuck. Got the model bitches itching to get ratchet as fuck. Classic, passing passes, ass in the fuck. Florence and Crenshaw is where I have my epiphany. I have filet mignon nights in Florence, Italy. Walking on chinchilla rugs, villas in Greece. Liquid ass, that's 100 tickets at least, my nigga.
This my life, this one time, this one art.
I'ma do it for the Bentleys, BMWs, Maybach Rovers. Don't stand behind me, I may back over you. Classic banging classics, Bach, Beethoven. Rock James Hover, pop game over. Wizardry in this industry for centuries, ruled by the days that confuse. I break the industry rules like fuck,
this
like
my
fuck.
Life, for my life, not, this
not, not. Do it for the love of money.
Money. Small piece of paper.
Do it for the love of music. Music.
Music. Music to get the
do
money.
Do it for the love of bitch.
And bitches want the money.
I'ma do it for me.
And that's what we fight for. The money.
Fuck money.
MCMI, shout out to those who are tweeting the show. We see you.
Bitch.
We're going to come back and shout out the people tweeting.
Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, aka Vince's, to me just a car. That mean your friends is me, be up to par. See my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Mary, hallelujah, holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve.
MCMI Radio, yeah, we used up all our cursing quota for the whole month with that one song, so we can't curse for like 30 more days. Now, that song is mad profane. That was ASAP Rocky featuring Drake, 2 Chainz, and Kendrick Lamar. I just want to shout out a bunch of people that are tweeting the show right now. Shout out to @PrincessJeezy, @Sarah Connor, that's the homie, @MrMech, that's the homie, @NicholasGage, @PoisonPenBK, @PackFM, @RhythmAndBlue, and @It'sMozzie. Mozzie's full purpose, retweeting and texting the show. Good looking, fams. We're going to get back into this music. Blitz, you got something to say, or are you just chilling?
Nah, I have nothing to say. That song just has me in complete shock.
That's crazy.
I'm a little...
We played it because of who was on it. We're like, okay, Kendrick Lamar. We always play his stuff. 2 Chainz, okay. Drake is on it.
2 Chainz.
And then it was just like, but I only heard 3 verses. One of them was on the chorus, right? Because I only heard 3 verses. I got to figure that out. All I heard was, it's a fucking problem, it's a fucking this. I was like, all right. It's cool. So we're going to get back into this. We have another Sky Zoo that you guys got to rock to and play a few more joints after that. Don't forget, we got Audible Doctor coming up on MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
Still call me SJYZOO. Ain't nobody did it closer. They was climbing from below them and they clocking where I'm throwing like I got it for the lower. Turn this room into a lobby like I got this wide and open. Bottom line is give and go. Riding high, feeling low. Can't nobody dub it, so I'm 5 alive. Chicken flows. Call me top 5. Live and die by the shit I wrote. Bitches swinging by like let me ride or let me live alone. Fitted on my off day. Basements is all gray. Louis pouch toothpicks. Quota booth and Andre. Wrote about the hallway. Flow is in and out, and if they speaking on my sneakers, then they foaming at the mouth. Say I did it for the borough. How we looking? How we looking? Ain't no dancing in that kitchen. If they cooking, then they cooking. Say they handle how you get it with no looking when you looking. Tell them hands is out the window when I'm pushing what I'm pushing. On it like a replay, run it like a relay. Do it for where we stay. We be on that. Made it looking easy. Promise when you see me, I do it for where we stay. We be on that. Surely now we play. Took that over easy. Do it for where we stay, we be on that. Do it for where we stay, we be on that. We be on that. We be on that.
MCMI.
Drop a gem on.
Clips, PH. It's good. My words wage war that gets me paid more. My blade sword gets paid for. Chainsaws your brain for. On the same floor where it came raw. And 8 balls got made on. Your face gone, got sprayed on. The same table we play spades on. Sipping Ace of Spades with that purple tape on. That's Raekwon, your babe mom got duct tape. Arms, legs, fuck face. I'm heartless like Kanye's song. 808s and heartbreaks. I move at a shark's pace. If your geography's Monopoly, son, then don't get put in your parfait. You sweet, you parfait. You weak, your arms shake. My 12 murder your bars. Now Charles is in charge.
Yeah, Charles is in charge. My revolver is large. If you can't choose a religion, then call over God. He tells you what religion to pick. 2 religions is sick. I sit in the whip with your bitch eating cinnamon grits. She love me. Plus she did the swag. Cause I'm a hella dog. Hella bug. Got me getting higher than propellers does. Should they know me on the strip? Cause I be selling drugs. So many nah, I'm the best, nigga, why lie? When I cook it, it's like magic, why lie? 100 goons on deck, homie, why try? They respect it cause I'm well connected, like Wi-Fi. Yeah, I'm in the
living streets to prove to all of you I got the tools to stand in peace. When food ain't had in weeks, my goons go hunting for jewels and hundreds till you laying on that granite sheet. These rappers can't compete like you ain't with damaged knees. Pluck two in your dancing sleeve, you shook like a tambourine. Two hooks, damaged spleen. Like my nigga DNA say, get him the fuck out of here. Yeah, that's the theme. I'm a grind time general. Five stars on my sleeve. I collision course any balls trying to cross paths with me. So Brooklyn, you can't believe. Throwing pieces you can't retrieve. I'm so weak and yet you don't know me from a can of beans.
And I'm so Harlem when we stunning. We got wild hoes. Shit is only 45 blocks, but we got wild flow. And you don't know about our drug game. You wild slow. Nick had door to door fool when I said Alpo. Stupid. I'm talking AZ.
Running it. for the cash and the fun of it. Haters don't want none of it, Democrat or Republican. Fuck the government, that ain't the race that I'm running in. Put me up against your favorite candidate, I'll be stunning him. Killing him with synonyms, harming him with homonyms, bombing him and embalming him just to show the state of mind I'm in. Excuse the way I'm speaking, I'm freaking frequently dominant. My continent is constantly causing a shift in the continent. Hold up, intricate triplicate, that's the old us. They told us if we slow it down then we can see more bucks, but they don't understand that the flow is what makes it so tough. That shows people go nuts, that's the reason they chose us. If you don't like them seeing, then you would wanna oppose us. The hydrant is the truth, go ask anybody that knows us. So just listen to Mrs. Diversity's open. Throw your biohazards in the sky when we roll up. And if you run in with the plague, throw your peas up. Brooklyn, make the competition freeze up. MC and my fam, you know how to reach us. Enemies, ease up off of these nuts. Fuck with hip hop, cause she knows this shit. Always asking me the fun all over with. The blank is threatening, the gun is all over, that's it. More to shell than rap now, we'll blow you to bits. It's the most vulnerable blitzkrieg, the mobile hit speed. See the need for mobile machine transport. Cleaning up your fucking Lee jeans and matching transport. Thought you couldn't lose, such fool, that's what you stand for. Now you're running in blitzkrieg, you're gunning them down. With a 4 pound of pillow to gel in the town. Like he's calling propellers when we come in the town. For at least the next summer, we the ones on the mound. When we leave, just dig it up, that's where the bodies are found. But for now, just give it up or take a nap in the ground. Art form at its apex, poetry personified. As long as there's a track to be written, you kidding, I'm a rock. Still a beat with Greek on it, it's harmonious homicide. And I won't let a nigga slide out even if his mama died. MCMI, people call me Blitz. You ever fuck with my lady, we gon' bust your shit. It's MCMI and the plague all day. They keep trying, but you can't keep running away, okay?
It's a little something for the naysayers. Full-time player haters mad cause I'm underground and I'm still making paper. They hope to raise in favor of my native nature. I got amazing flavor, I got my culture in my pinky toe than you'll ever hear on the radio. The strength of John Henry with the soul of Maceo. You hate behind the screen name, you can't face me, yo. At the age of 19, a nigga was on HBO. And where you at? You still in the minor league? Chicken scratching in your basketball diary. Piece of irony, you stuck on me, it's like your face in my mind space. Tracking my moves, I guess you a heat seeker. Cause I'm hot like 108-degree fever. I speak ether, I'm a beast creature. I crush kings and defeat Caesars. So keep the hate mail coming, it keeps you motivated. I'm an overachiever, far from overrated. Forever you gon' remember me. You can stick to your kid games like Nintendo Wii, nigga.
Best. too. At the age of 19, heard the scene. A lot of MCs that do not come clean. Frontin' on dealing hard times and rhymes. You see them in the streets and you see no signs of the hell. And they get on stage and tell some old cornball war story. Ring the bell.
Burn.
You're faking a funk. Talking that extra hard junk, you're probably a punk. And I'ma let you know that this way you just don't cut with the artificial flow. Neat dicks, out of breaks, back to next. When fakes by the front, they'll get smoked like brunch. My rhymes penetrate like skunk. And you're worried up? I think they're faking a funk.
You're faking a funk.
Performance, rap author,
make millions off of melodic, hypnotic productions that'll fuck with your conscience and touch your emotions. You feel me? I write a graphic page, escort niggas to their grave, relate to the project. We the black mall, it gets deeper than rap music. It's more real than any words I can muster. Pull the black Cadillac trucks up. How about some shits like what? Y'all niggas can't touch us.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine. Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life
silk
is
shirts
mine.
On my chest show what a flirt. Holly Berry blew a kiss at the Barbra Streisand concert. Silk pants color pink, Gator's mask ain't the musical thing. And I front like my doodle don't stink. Instinct like Cuba Gooding stepping out the latest toy. Having lights blinking, Gators hit the floor. Everybody watching red carpet entrance, cameras flashing. Just to think that was yesterday's action, cause the day goes either way. We came a long way from hallway steps and hand-me-down shit. Fuck my foes, I've seen the other side. Next tell, sell, roam. Call a chopper phone, heliport at my home. Quincy Jones posters, wake up, guns under my pillow. I can't talk around chauffeurs. Shit is better than a novel, autobiographic. Spit it on tracks, it becomes classic. Start some, make my heart pump. Spark when I'm God, Sanaa, Saddam is last when the blast, when the knocks come. Know how to leave anything in 30 seconds when you feel the heat. Coming and flee with the murder weapon, I'll release one. Shot you deceased, learn your lesson. Your flesh turn to maggots, bastards. You passed it, cremate your flesh to ashes. You don't need a suit, no wake, no funeral, and no casting.
MCMI,
drop a gem on. Have you ever danced with the devil under the pale moonlight? Desperados, traveling. What the fuck's up, son? Dudes, what up? Dudes.
Spend too many nights on the henny getting right, breaking big face pennies, betting against the friendly night. I can't call it, it's going too good, it's falling. Tell it like it is, the raw should never be rewarded. Too many nights on the henny getting right, breaking big face pennies, betting against the friendly night. I can't call it, it's going too good, it's falling. Tell it like it is, the raw should never be rewarded.
Celsius, I make MCs melt. Fuck my record label, I appear courtesy of myself. Let me explain how I maintain thresholds for pain. I walk across the sun barefoot looking for shade. I rearrange your rib cage like a 12 gauge at close range. Change the position of the brain. My hard raps penetrate through your hard hats and all that, nigga. Get your wig peeled back. I scalp you like the Indians on horseback. Running bull will hit you harder than running back. Stunning man with brave and cunning raps. Swiftly running laps around 48 tracks. Like uncut crack, you fiends keep coming back. Heads are slipping like acrobats on gym mats. From wax to analog tapes to digital DACs. It's critical black, the cannabis is ill like that. In fact, perhaps you should quit rap instead of always trying to diss back. If niggas keep telling you that your shit's whack, I rip raps, hardcore raps, rushing you to the floor mat. Put you in the figure four, break your thorax. Jump off the top turnbuckle and land on your back. Till I hear a snap or crack or the rep says chill black. You get clapped bringing the wrong rap to combat. Like bringing the paint gun to a shootout with real gas. Y'all niggas is whack, rapping over microphone feedback. My intelligence begins where yours peaks at. From Fox Boogie and the see-through project, then that's not there. My nigga Nature will explain it further if it's not clear.
Millionaire, look at the sky, make sure it's still there. Ice grill stairs, and my jury is a heavy year. Pierre caught in, back in the Tampa Dan time. Now Flex, David Rex, Fox, Antoine. Initiated to the firm shit. Real thugs learn quick. Sit back and feel the ultimate hit. Initiated to the firm shit. Real thugs learn quick. Sit back and feel the ultimate hit.
So lock in, do the knowledge, follow the doctrine, be clocking. On your airwaves, keeping it rocking. Blaze up, big fire, light your purple haze up. Bitch, entire bitch ass niggas, these are PKs up. So legs up, fuck the playing. I'm sick of laying, I can picture spraying off of SK. Shell pick a chance, snatched up. In Supreme Court, eyes half shut. Co-defendant, court of life sentence, seen it cracked up. Be at what? Too real, bell too mill. Nigga cool still, bet I be home before the news will. Blast shoes will be broke for Blake Matthews. Perhaps you confuse the concept, black cash moves. And cough, another homo, G's involved. Don't squeeze, condo, see, seven keys dissolved. Daily routine, speaking up for niggas who sling. Hand to hand on them street corners, claiming you king. It's time to lock this, join with us, let your Glock stick up from the toxic. Only fake niggas drop snitch, get your guns out. It don't take much for me to dumb out, play one bout. Lay your shit down and bust out.
What's the cause of this shit? More statistics, deeper than the laws of physics. Malibu sand and gorgeous bitches. Weed from 125, my whole crew live. A true desperado, one that never choose sides and show sympathy. Just QB, an entity, stock exchange, top of the game. Watch him mention me. Image bitch is nothing, just obey your third. I blaze the purple haze, sit in the days, then display a verse for those concerns, or just eager to learn. I speak for the firm, with zone to keep the cheaper the burn. Stashing my riches, past traditions, like Olympics, pass the torch. Flip shit so y'all can picture my thoughts. I'm drifting, it's tight hell, waking up, looking like Phil. 20 years younger, same hunger, same ice grill. Genetically, form grade A pedigree. Born to carve rhymes, a swift tongue, help us set it free. Theoretically, people how we blessed us. Young and restless, guns and weapons, learning to connect through lessons. From cool beats to caps, niggas shoot back. It's a proven fact, 9-7's mine, y'all niggas move back.
Spend too many nights on the Henny getting right. Breaking big face pennies, betting against the friendly sight. I can't call it, it's going too good to spoil it. Tell it like it is, the raw should never be born.
GMS,
yeah,
that's
the boost.
Yeah, this happens on the block.
You wanna be a cowboy?
Hey, Mike, get your guns and meet me in the back right now.
Yeah. Everyone wants to be a cowboy. Grab your gun, boys.
Olehi.
45 by my side, you live.
No, get down.
Zen. You shot your bullet, but the bullet went.
Desperado.
You work for Lucha. I pull out my gun and plug two like True Gore.
Why, Clef?
Pace one.
Yo, this is how the West was won.
Our motto.
A true desperado.
Rappers wanna be actors, so they play the Jesse James character.
And get they bones fracked.
You ain't got no guns, you walk to the precinct.
Inside, tough guys are feminine like Sheena Easton.
Who must cry? Who must cry? Son still died. Thrown off the building like the fourth guy. Caved in a grave cause you didn't know how to behave. Playing cowboy, now you sleep with the slaves.
Who's the desperado?
Selling bottles in the alley.
On some villain shit.
Wearing a mask like Jim Carrey. With his jackcock, stinking up the crack spot. Pace one dies with both eyes on the jackpot.
The town that I'm from, beggars eat cat chowder. Sundance Kid is the everyday purse snatcher. If you see him coming, you better start running like a terrorist. I guarantee you he'll be harming.
Oh, dynamite. Clef, I got the cash.
Yo, let's skip town like Harlem Knights.
Ole.
Everyone wants to be a cowboy. Grab your gun, boys.
Ole.
45 by my side, do he live?
We make moves this day, so by digging like ferocious. If anyone approaches, we like noches. Buenos, then I compose a poem for the mini gunslingers, R&B singers, perpetrating guns with two fingers.
My style is perhaps one of the foulest. I inhale large clouds of smoke through my chalice.
Fucking at stars.
And write rhymes for hours. The ghetto misses, drinking whiskey.
But this scenario, can't no other niggas in the barrio.
From north to Ontario,
they love when we in stereo. Cause me and Rock the battles. It's apparent you're no talent cause you're blazing in your saddle.
Watch these rap bitches get all up in your pockets. Then bounce with accountants that gave me good stocks. Cause props is up, rock niggas through the roof. Burning niggas like I'm 90.
And for all your head beaters, the lead eaters, the cheaters, soon to be retreaters. While mama seen us carry real heaters.
I rock the doobie and L rock.
Like we bring an 88 back.
Where I was born, nothing is promised. My life is filled with less hope than the prophecies of Nostradamus. Omega marks the end of predictability, burst of agility. Who will it be to test me and expose its utility? Iron like a lion from Zion, stop trying so hard. I think I smell your brain cells frying. The family's behind you if you're worthy. Philosophies develop deep in the back streets of Dirty Jersey. With Kelly hats and timbers and boots. No more breakdancing for loops. Niggas hustling and shoot. In the Garden State, it grows stink weeds and criminals. Government funds are minimal. Offense is subliminal.
These days, it's hard for we to find peace of mind. Between insanity and sanity, there lies a thin line. Some dwell in hotels with Jezebels of Stone Age and fall a victim to the plague. Unclean, bad dreams of why Clef being a fiend. One last kiss from my sweet serpentine. Eliminate, break, navigate to rejuvenate. Thoughts of suicide with my nipple plate. Reconciliation came from my enemy friend who said family don't bend. We stay silent to the end. Now who would think that your best friend would be your worst enemy and your enemy your best friend? Stare into the air, inspiration from the atmosphere. I think of old ghosts that ain't even here, like Alex Haley. Take notes of this biography. My family tree consists of street refugees, a ghetto land where we talk slang. Stolen cars bang like my city bang bang shebang. Featherhead, we ain't selling cocaine today, so refrain and let my family reign. Okay,
just walking the streets, death could take you away. It's never
guaranteed that you see the next day. At night, the evil armies of Satan don't play. So defend the family, that's the code to obey.
But if I fall asleep and death takes me away, don't be surprised, son, I wasn't put here to stay. At night, the evil army of Satan don't play. So the family sticks together and we never betray.
Yo, 52 pickups, no cops around. 52,000 in cash, I don't want no 7 points. Have the money ready, I smell something fishy. Your wife in my cut city once for a smoke, you find a body in the sea. That's the boy to the kid, that's the kidnapper. I do my work and then I catch my ticket to Jamaica. Meet me in the alley, make sure you bring the money. This ain't the 70s, I'm far from a jet
my
turkey.
My circle, it can't be broken, open cut, no information. Ragged, promoting, no get choking on their words like smoking. Cause we saw smoking, doesn't mean that we forgotten. Your booty smell rotten. And when they will be gotten, see jokers is scatterbrained. They focus and done betray. My army is trained. You never find a sleep in the day. Cause I seen fire and I seen rain. You claim fame while modest niggas remain. I can judge a character like Edo judge a verdict. And if you bring a threat, I give you sad if I ain't heard it. You poppin' shit about your attitude and how you word it. I seen the biggest niggas on the block get murdered. And they deserve it. But so the beef said when they served it. That shit is nervous. So what's my purpose, family? We must deserve it. Your numbers be tired. I hope you like the hell by you. You be screaming murder. She wrote like Shaka Demons and
flies. Just walking the streets, death could take you away. It's never guaranteed that you see the next day. At night, the evil armies of Shaitan don't play. So defend the family, that's the code to obey.
If I should fall asleep and death take me away, don't be surprised, son, I wasn't put here to stay. At night, the evil armies of Shaitan don't play. So the family stick together and we never betray.
We used to jump rope, but now we gun hope. Busting shots off of Project Rooftop. Send the signals with the blunt smoke. Cause don't talk a lot if you can't hold it in lock. If you think lips, think shit. Imagine four Glock clips. I hold a glass of Remy Martin, getting milk by the cartons, extorting the lightweights for thinking they important. The night pays in heavenly ways, ain't nothing free. I acknowledge in your family and step into your B.I.U.C.I. Stay on top of shit like a fly, my niggas reach. When we got beef, then jet down to South Beach. Your mouthpiece is yapping, I hear it in your rapping. My family is sick, so that bullshit can never happen.
Just walking the streets, death could take you away. It's never guaranteed that you see the next day. At night, the evil army and Shaitan don't play. So defend the family, that's the code to obey.
If I should fall asleep and death take me away, don't be surprised, son, I wasn't put here to stay. At night, the evil armies of Shaitan don't play. So the family stick together and we never betray.
Jack or a sniper, a blue Range Rover. He says, pull over. I didn't know he was a DC undercover.
charge. He said you just robbed the gas station. Who, me? Not me, it could be. I was at the Grammys with Brandy. Didn't you see me on TV? Bullshit, you're all in the same
game. He tried to run me off the road
like he was Rock, go beat, go train. I stayed calm, gave him a hell of a show. Cause if it's ever time to go, all I gotta press is turbo. Heard him on his walkie, roadblock on 280 West. Things got serious, that's when I bust the left. U-turn, my tires burn, my concern was the truck coming head on collision. We're in a second chain position. Close one, I almost went up in a blaze. Running from what appeared to be a masquerade. At least that's what I thought, it was all in my mind. Reality struck when I got to the borderline. The headline reads every ghetto sad story. A rookie shoots a boy over mistaken identity.
MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk. Fridays, you know, we bring you the real hip hop. Speaking of real hip hop, we got Audible Doctor in the house. What's good?
Yo, yo.
Good.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Sounds like the morning's getting on the left head. But I think that's the morning.
Turn my headphones up.
No, we're good. We're good. Now I hear you. Cool. Just make sure you speak it loud and clear. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I've known you for a couple of years through different industry things, both from Fat Beats, from running with the crew, Brown Bag All Stars, you know,
yeah.
And then your own productions which you put out. Let's start with Brown Bag All Stars. I always figured, this is me assuming, so I could be wrong, that y'all drink a lot of beers and you're hanging out or something. Because in New York, you have to, for people who aren't from New York, in New York you get a ticket if you're seen with a beer in the street. So people put them in a brown bag, and the stores give you a brown bag, and you roll with your beer. Am I somewhat correct, or am I totally
correct? Yeah, that's exactly. Funny thing about that, too, is that's not even legal anymore. Cops can still stop you if you have your liquor in a brown bag. They're nicer about it if you take the time out to have the courtesy to put a brown bag on it. But yeah, that's definitely how the whole thing started. Like we all at one point worked at Fat Beats together, and we really just began as like a crew of friends that would like lock up on the weekend nights and just basically go around the corner and get beer and just drink, you know, just hang out and party and play beats and freestyle and whatever. And it started because the guy around the corner that we bought all the beer from would never let us leave unless every single beer was in an individual brown bag. So we just started saying, you know, the Brown Bag All Stars.
Maybe he was going to get a ticket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he wasn't risking it. So yeah, that was, you know, that's how the whole name came about, and that's how the whole crew kind of formed. And then we eventually kind of evolved into, like, we're all different solo artists. Why don't we just start making music together? And that's kind of how it happened.
Right. So who are some of the people in that crew?
So we have a lot of, like, extended family, but the core crew is myself, Audible Doctor, producer, rapper. We have J57, who's another producer and rapper. We have Soulcon, who's a rapper. We have Concept, who's a rapper. And we have DJ Element, who is a producer as well as a DJ, and E Hala, who's our other DJ as well.
So you guys have a lot of DJs and producers in your crew, which is interesting because a lot of MC cliques and crews are just all rappers, and sometimes there's one DJ or one guy produces, like RZA and Wu-Tang, you know? But you guys are heavy on the music, so you guys probably have a strong foundation with the beats and the music.
Yeah. I mean, we all do, even, you know, the MCs, everybody in the crew really have different talents, and we use, like, we basically, all of our things are done in-house, so, you know, I mix most of the records that we put out. You know, Jay engineers a lot of the stuff. He records a lot of stuff. Like, Concept does some graphic design. Everybody has their own unique talents, so we just kind of pooled, and we're kind of a collective that just, you know, runs on all of our own talents.
So you produce, but you also rap. Now, which came first when you were coming up and getting into hip-hop? Like, were you first into the beats and the music, or were you first rapping?
I actually, and I still, people don't know this too, I DJ too. I just actually DJed for Consequence at his show at BB King's last two nights ago, whatever it was. But I actually started DJing before I did anything else. My older brother got me into it, and I just kind of in high school, like early high school, really got into DJing and digging for records and stuff. And that kind of evolved to like I got a little setup in my room, had my turntables, and I bought this cheap little Radio Shack mic. So me and my friends would hang out and you know do whatever and play records and stuff. And it kind of evolved into us freestyling over stuff. So then we got more serious about it, and we started writing and trying to record and doing that. And then once we were recording to other people's tracks. So we're like, you know, why don't I just make my own beats? And it evolved into producing from there. So it really was like an evolution from DJing to rapping into producing. And that's, you know, the production kind of comes most naturally to me. So that's what I'm most known for. That's what I probably covered the most ground with. But yeah, you know, DJing really came first. DJing and rapping came first.
So I was going to ask you, you know, what's the priority for you as an artist or a person now? Like, do you consider yourself first a rapper, but you make beats for yourself, and that's why? Or do you consider yourself more of a producer, and then sometimes you rap on your joints, or is it kind of equal?
I really consider myself a producer first, because that's what comes, like I said, most naturally to me, and I think that's what most other people see me as, so that's kind of what I've started seeing myself as. But I really love all aspects of it. I love making music. I love rapping. I love performing. And I'm especially with this project that I just put out and with the coming projects, I'm trying to basically let people know more that I do rap and that I'm not bad. You know what I mean? Like, I've been doing this almost as long as I've been making beats. And I'm trying to step out from just the production umbrella and let people know that I can rap too.
Right. Well, tell the listeners about some of your releases so far, like your past accomplishments.
I mean, as far as production, I've produced for a lot of people. I've done, like, I did the Joell Ortiz joint with Just Blaze, the Battle Cry track. I did a joint with Consequence and John Legend recently called Why Do I Even Go Home. I've worked with a lot of people. But as far as, like, rapping, I've been rapping with Brown Bag for a long time. You can check any of our previous releases and you'll hear me in there. And it's funny too, because a lot of people know Brown Bag, but they didn't, you know, they know the name and the entity, they don't know the individual members as much, or like certain members will stand out, you know.
That's always what happens with the crew. First the crew name takes hold, but mad different people, so it's hard to, you know, pin them down. And then after a while, as each member breaks off and does their solo projects, you know, you start to get to know that member themselves.
Exactly, yeah. So like we did Brown Bag Brown Label EP 2, which dropped a month ago. And after that I dropped a solo project called I Think That. That's a free download that you could find. You could Google me or go to Google I Think, Audible Doctor I Think That, you'll be able to find it everywhere. And that's really like my debut solo vocal project, because I've done a lot of instrumental projects, I've done a lot of collaborative projects, I've done stuff featuring other rappers, but I haven't really released a solo project with me rapping on everything up until this project. So it's kind of my introduction into the world of me standing on my own as a rapper.
Right. Yeah, no, I heard the joint Resonate, that's off of the free EP, right?
Yeah,
I Think That.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I heard a couple of others. You have a song on there called Genuine with Wise Intelligent and Blackistan. Tell me about how that came about and how it was working with Wise Intelligent from Poor Righteous Teachers, because I met him one time, and he's a real humble dude, and he's still doing music. And, you know, he was like a great artist from way back when that's now, you know, appearing here and there and still doing quality music. Like, you know, how did that come about? How did you do the project? Tell me a little about that song, Genuine.
That's what's dope about Wise Intelligent, too. Like, he was dope back in the Poor Righteous Teachers days, and he's still dope. It's been years, and he's still dope, and he's still making good music. You know what I mean? And I really first linked up with both, actually, him and Blackistan at the, I don't remember what year it was. I did DJ Clips as a halftime show on WNYU. He's been doing it for years.
Right.
And every year he does an anniversary show where he gets a whole bunch of rappers and producers up, and he has the producers play beats live. while different rappers would take turns, you know, rhyming
and
everything.
Yeah.
And I can't remember which year it was, but a couple of years ago, he had me up with Marco Polo and Frank Dukes and Mr. Green.
Okay.
And, you know, it was just a whole bunch of, you know, Master Ace, a whole bunch of artists were there, but I played one beat that I think it was like Master Ace, Rod Digga, and Wise Intelligence were getting on. And
nice.
And I think after, like, they were rhyming, Wise Intelligence was just like, yo, this is crazy, this beat is crazy. And, of course, you know, we were talking and we exchanged info and everything. And I basically hit him because the beat was open. I was like, yo, here, if you want that beat, that's yours. And he's like, yo, send this to me. And we just kind of built from there. And
right.
We've been going back and forth. I have a couple tracks on this project. I have to send him more beats soon, too. But we kind of, like, we've just been building since then. And it was a, you know, weird connection, but it worked and it's dope, you know. So, and it's the same thing. Like, Wise Intelligent, I had known him for a while, obviously, buying for Fat Beats. I used to buy his records for the store. And
right.
But I hadn't really been introduced to him until that night, too. So it was another thing. And I reached out to him for a different project I was working on to do a remix for him. And he heard the remix and was like, yo, let's work. You know, I was like, all right, let's, you know, send him the joint and the idea and everything. And he knocked it out. It came out crazy. So.
Dope. So you have this joint on the free EP also named Andy Kaufman Theory.
Yeah,
and so, you know, when I saw that, the name kind of stood out, so I'm like, whoa, you know, this is probably a really funny track. So I pressed play, and it sounds like, to me, like you're taking a shot at Rick Ross, but I could be wrong, because it's a hook that's similar to I Think I'm Big Meech, but you're saying I think they're Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
And I guess that, so, in that way, you mean like they're either bugged in the head or crazy or they're freaking comedians or something, you know, so like... Tell us a little bit about that record and what's behind it.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people think that is a shot at him, but it's not at all. I actually like his music a lot. I like what MMG are doing a lot as a unit. They're one of few people on that level that I actually kind of respect because they actually have some kind of content, and especially in their production is actually musical. But the whole, like, the Andy Kaufman theory...
What is
the theory that I came up with before I even thought about making a song about it. And the theory is just that there's a certain artist, I'm not going to say his name, but there's a certain artist that was really big at the time, and I could not figure out why he had the pull that he had and why he had the draw and the attention, because he was so horrible. And basically, I made up a theory about it, and I was like, I'm assuming that this is just so bad that he has to quite literally be playing a joke on the world. Like, it can't be serious. He really cannot be making this music with seriousness behind it. It has to be him, like, I'm going to do this crazy social experiment. I'm going to make the worst thing I can possibly make and see who I can sell it to and see what people are going to buy this. And that's what I call the Andy Kaufman theory. Like, some of these rappers are so bad, they literally have to be playing a joke on
like it. Like, you think they're doing it on purpose. Like, there's no way that they just suck that bad. They're purposely like, let me see how horrible I can put out a record, and they'll still buy it, still play on the radio.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah. And it's funny, because I didn't mean to make the song. I mean, I did mean to make a song like the Rick Ross joint. Like, I did straight up jack that style. But it was more because that's just what I heard to that beat.
Right. Can you say the chorus one time so people could understand?
The chorus goes, I think they Andy Kaufman, big lacquer, making millions while they effing up the game proper. Can't be real with that ish they saying, you must be playing. The whole world in a hoax, folks asking for payment. You know, I censored it, obviously. But, but.
Yeah, we're not censored, we're online, so we're good.
Oh, well then fuck
online
then,
radio
then
show.
Well, never
mind. It's good, you was being polite, that's cool.
Yeah, exactly, word. But that's what it is, and it's, I mean, the intro starts out with, because I had a conversation with somebody else about it. I always have, like, little random hip-hop conversations about the state of where we are and everything. And the intro of the song is, somebody told me if this is the way of the world, we all sit in Doc, walk through flames to leave y'all engulfed in it. And that was me just saying, like, I was talking to somebody and they were like, yo, we're all going to shit. Like, if this is the way the world's going to go, we're just fucked, you know? And
right.
And I was like, yeah, but I'm in a position now where I'm still trying to pursue this music thing and try to make music. And it's like, if that's where we are, then fuck everybody. I'm going to do what I do and make good music and just leave you guys in the fucking flames, you know?
Right.
And that was just the foundation for that whole track.
I gotcha. So I want to play some music, so I think I'm going to hit the listeners with some of the joints off of I Think That, the free
Word.
EP, free B, as they say nowadays.
Word, as the
but
kids say.
Tell them, well, you know what, I'll play the songs when we come back. You can tell them where they can go download that so they don't have to Google. We'll talk some more because you got a new video out and another joint off of that EP. So we'll be right back on MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. Call us up.
Word
Give
up.
Us your comments, 646-478-3599. We'll be right back.
Yo, peace, what up? It's Homeboy Sandman, all right? First of a living break. Kicking it on MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. You understand? This is what I'm talking about, Friday 8 to 10. Congratulations on your participation and awareness taking part in this LS. Son, peace.
Doc walked through flames to leave y'all engulfed in them. Doc walked through flames and leave y'all engulfed in them. Doc walked through flames and leave y'all.
Yeah. Audible doctor, wise, intelligent.
Peace, peace.
Black descent. What we gonna do is civilize for the duration of this joint. Then after this, y'all uncivilized niggas can go back to what y'all do best, being uncivilized. But right now, we gon' add on, Lord. Yo, yo, yo. I rock my cable like Iraqi soil, no peace on it. Caught bodies in the booth, now the studio's haunted. You get into my hood, through the gates of my mind. I travel in time metaphorically when tapes rewind. Never sleep, cause ignoring me can make you go blind. A true relic from the 90s, like Raiders of the Lost Ark. Fossilized microphones out in the park. We can stroll down memory lane, let's take a walk through white sand beaches and water. Same process how slaves made bricks out of mortar. Divine order, see the dumb, deaf, and blind being led to the slaughter. See women choose women like Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm Gambit, throwing terror cards at your future. On tour in the telly, folding chicks like Karma Sutra. While y'all studying the flow in the hook, I'm in the lab with my nose buried deep in the book. Study.
Say what you want, but I never front. No need to play dumb. Motherfucker, I'm genuine. It is what it is. Misleading the kids. I'm just trying to live. Fuck that, yo, I'm genuine. Say what you want, but I never front. No need to play dumb. Motherfucker, I'm genuine. It is what it is. Misleading the kids. I'm just trying to live.
People asking how I'm still breathing when releasing my soul. I'm on my deathbed, breathing life to each of these notes. And when I'm dead, I bet you justify your life by my quotes. But it won't change the fact you lack the qualities you promote, bitch. I concoct this dope shit to flood when my flow hits. Except instead of nodding out, they nod to my drum kicks. I'm done with those that pose instead of taking a stance. I practice mastering my craft, you shopping for clothes, bitch. I flow on like lords of the under a fountain. I'm the male of demon in your box, the way I keep it bouncing. The battle's similar to trying to scale a mountain. Staying genuine in the sea of fake MCs while they shouting. How we sound so clean on top of beat that's so grimy. I'm obsessed, I don't write, I possess the beat till words find me. And I never been impressed by the next man's shine. See, I glow from within through my skin, the light's blinding. What?
Say what you want, but I never front. No need to play dumb. Motherfucker, I'm genuine. It is what it is. Misleading the kids. I'm just trying to live. Fuck that, yo, I'm genuine. Say what you want, but I never front. No need to play dumb. Motherfucker, I'm genuine. It is what it is. Misleading the kids. I'm just trying to live.
Fuck that, Judah. Lion of Judah, off that movie called The Message. Bless Yehuda, you the God, producer, produce of the Moveless Mover. I'm like the truth and you're the legendary lying lord. You the reason rap the war, you the universal scourge. Yehudi from Jehudi, see the oracle to Hudi. Still your kubi, hala coochie and your swagger on forge. The crease is steady leaking, whiteness seeping from your pores. Deletion from competing now awaits you and your boys. Yehudi most hieroglyphics, let's not get it twisted. I could not be more specific if my necklaces were fitted with Rosetta stones. The translation's no mistaking, you're a fucking clone. A fell stem cell slice, frail female like hell, she's more like what your posture should be if you could be more man-like. Yehuda ben Yeshaya bun Dasha Allah, do the higher. Holla at your boy, I'll make it rain down fire on a copycat liar that's real.
MC
M.I.
Three, two,
MC M.I. Radio, real hip-hop, real talk. This is your host, GMS. I'm back with the Audible Doctor. We've just been listening to some of his cuts off of the free EP entitled I Think That, dot, dot, dot.
Word.
It has three dots, right?
Yeah, word. Yeah, there's an ellipsis at the end.
So if people want to go and download that entire project, what is it, about seven songs?
It is, no, it's like 12. I know that, oh, it's funny because I do a lot of projects called EPs that are way longer than what an actual EP is.
Okay.
People are like, this dude doesn't know what he's talking about. But it's just because I basically wanted it to show that it wasn't my debut full-length project. You know what I mean?
Right, it's not a full-length album. So where can they go download that and check out the rest of the songs?
The easiest way to find it is just go to audibledoctor.com and you'll have, you know, it'll be up on my website. You could always Google it. You'll find it. A lot of different blogs supported and posted it and stuff. But, yeah, the easiest way, just check my website, audibledoctor.com.
Now, while we're on the topic of Audible Doctor, how did you get that name, and what does that name mean?
I completely made the name up. I just pulled it out of my ass one day. When I first moved to New York, I was in another group with a kid that I went to high school with. And we were coming up with group. We always made music and stuff, but we didn't take it as serious. And we're like, we're going to do a real project. We're going to really, you know, do something and try to make music. So we were coming up with names, like group names and names for ourselves and everything. And I remember like our brainstorming session on the rooftop. And for some reason, I have no idea where it came from or what it was. And I was like, the Audible Doctor, that's it. And looking back on it, like, that shit doesn't even make any sense. Like, any doctor that you can hear is an audible doctor. Like that, you know what I mean? It's like, literally, it means nothing. But it's unique, and it's one of those things that, like...
Because it has the audible word in it, it does kind of give the people, like, a heads up that you're a producer and that you're about the music, not just an MC.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going for, you know? But it's just one of those things that, like, it's unique, and you're never going to, like... No one's gonna be like, "Yo, you hear that audible doctor?" They're not gonna be like, "Oh, which audible doctor are you talking about?" You know, like there's not gonna be more than one. You know what I mean?
Definitely. So, I mean, since you made all the tracks on this EP, right?
No, I produced a majority of them, but I had a couple of other producers on board.
Oh, okay. Because I was gonna ask you, do you rhyme over other people's tracks? Being that you have probably hundreds of your own tracks, do you actually get tracks from other people? And you know.
Yeah, I absolutely do. A lot of the people on this project, I mean, there's only a few people other than myself, but they're all kind of like family. They're cats that I've been working with for a while, either through Brown Bag or whatever. But yeah, I absolutely use tracks from other people. And that was part of me stepping into the rapping aspect of things. I didn't want to, because I like my beats and I know my beats are good, but I didn't want to like put something out and have somebody say, "Oh, he's all right, but his beats are crazy, and that's why I'm listening to it." Like, I want something that people are going to be listening to me for rapping. You know, I don't want to fall back on my production. So that was part of me stepping out from under that production umbrella.
Right. So I'm gonna put you on the spot a little, and you know, sometimes you go on, you get an interview, and people say like, "Who are your top five, dead or alive?" And they're talking about best MCs or spitters or whatever. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna pose this to you like this, since you're a triple threat artist. You DJ, you produce, and you rhyme. Let's say you were going to produce a fantasy album, right? Ultimate Fantasy album. And you could pick any producers for it. Like, I know if it was me, I might. I mean, let's say there's five songs, okay? So keep it to five. Who are you going to get? Are you going to get Havoc? Are you going to get Dre? Are you going to get Primo? Like, who are you going to get? Dilla? You know, there's so many producers.
Is Dead or Alive?
Yeah, dead or alive, dead or alive. Yeah, keep it like that.
Okay. So I'd say, and this is in no specific order with the exception of the first one.
If you need to go past five, you can add a couple, but let's see what the five are.
Well, I would just say five. My number one is absolutely Premier. It's funny because my style, people will be like, "Oh, you love Dilla, you sound, you know." Like, I got a lot of comparisons because of what I was doing. My style has evolved a little bit, but early on I had a lot, obviously very heavily influenced by him. But Premier is my number one favorite producer. So he's off the bat number one. But then, obviously, Dilla. Premier, Dilla. It's hard to choose five. Premier, Dilla. I would want something from Large Professor. Something from... This is weird, too. Something from Justice League. This would be a weird-ass sounding album. And probably something from Odyssey. How many is that?
One, two. That's five. Yeah, that's five.
That's five, yeah.
Are you finding that you need more, or are you good?
No, I mean,
that's your little EP.
Yes, my little EP.
Let's make it an album. Let's make it an album. We're going to make 10 songs. We got five more. This is not like who's your favorite producer. This is you're going to get a beat from each of these people for your ultimate fantasy album, you know?
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. This is going to be a weird sounding album.
And you're going to rhyme on the place. So far, it's all good. So who's the next five?
I probably want something from Black Milk.
Okay. He's also someone that early on people said, "Oh, he's just, you know, influenced by Dilla. He's just trying to..."
He's really
not. He came into his own. He has the Black Milk style. You can hear his sound now.
Yeah, absolutely. He's evolved crazy, and same thing, like Odyssey the same way. He had a very distinct style in the beginning. He's evolved a lot. And I really like what he's doing now. Like, his last album was crazy.
So I noticed that you're naming, like, real, boutique producers. Besides Primo, you named a lot of producers Justice League, like, none of those are the big go-to
top
40 commercial producers. You didn't say Just Blaze, you didn't say Swiss Beats.
Oh, damn,
you didn't say Timberland.
I say Just Blaze.
Say,
Just Blaze.
You know,
I'm adding that now.
You're gonna add Just Blaze into that? Okay.
Yeah, my bad. I slipped on that one. That was my bad. Yeah, definitely Just Blaze. That's the thing. But it's not Just Blaze because he's a commercial producer. It's because he has dope. Like,
right.
I would call it the most boom bap soulful sounding thing. And a lot of the top producers right now, I'm not really feeling a lot of what is being done production wise. It's like a lot of there's no soul in it, you know. It's like big, very drum heavy, very synthy, which I'm not mad at, but there's no soul in it, and there's nothing that would, as a rapper, would inspire me to do anything to that music. You know what I mean?
Well, if you're looking for soul, you got to add Pete Rock to that line.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You got to get a track from him.
I didn't want to just get all just like classic legendary producers. You know, I was trying to like new cats and cats. You know what I mean? But yeah, I guess Pete Rock definitely. I don't even know where we're at right now. I don't know.
So speaking of producers, so we named like seven or eight. But speaking of producers, I heard something. I saw it on the blogs and on Twitter and stuff about Large Professor, and that he shouted you out on some show or something like. And did you end up working with him on anything?
We have a couple of things. I don't know if anything is going to for sure be released or whatever. But we have absolutely worked together. I have an instrumental project that's coming out on the 30th.
Okay.
And he's executive producing that project.
So he obviously really feels the tracks then. He's a producer himself.
Yeah, he's a really supportive dude, and he's one of those dudes that like Premier and like DJ Eclipse the same way. They're like, if they like something, they support it. It's not about who you are or where you came from or anything. It's if the music is good, they'll support it. And I was lucky enough to link up with him, and you know, he's supporting it. It's dope.
So can you tell us the story of how you linked up with him?
I met him for the first time at when I was working at Fat Beats. We were doing the Killer Shot in store, and he was there supporting Cha, and I had a project at the time called Brownies, which was like pretty much an instrumental, like kind of beat tape style joint that was all James Brown samples. The whole idea behind it was I was making like a Dilla Donut style project with all James Brown samples.
Brownies, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
James Brown, all right.
Yeah, so it was out at the time, and I was promoting it, and I was just basically like handing it out to everybody that came to the store, and I happened to give him a copy of it. And I didn't think he was going to listen to it, I just gave it to him. And, a couple weeks later, Marco Polo came in the store, and he was like, yo, like, I think they were filming something, and he came in, and he was like, yo, Large Pro just shouted you out on Hot 97, you know, he was like, on Rosenberg's show, he just shouted you out, and I was like, oh, that's crazy. And then, like, a few weeks after that, Michael Rapaport was filming the Tribe documentary, and he said he interviewed him, and he was like, yo, Large Pro just shouted you out. I interviewed him, and he was talking about, like, new fans, he shouted you out. And at this point, I had nice talk to him other than saying what's up, you know what I mean? Like, that was it.
So they were asking him, so who are some young new producers that you think are dope or you're checking for? You know, who's,
exactly.
You know, and then
exactly.
He included you in that.
Yeah, he shouted me out, and he said it's a project. Which was dope, because I hadn't had any contact with him. And we just kind of, I reached out to him and kind of built from there, and that's how that whole relationship began.
I bet you a lot of people went and got Brownies after that. Is that available for download, or is that only a CD?
It is currently out of print. It was on CD and vinyl and everything, but it's currently out of print. I have download cards for the project, but you kind of got to catch me with them. I'm not really putting them out there like that. You got to catch me first and I'll show them. The internet age, and you can find it online. You can illegally download that shit. You'll find out there.
If you want to hear some Audible Doctor beats, James Brown sampled, influenced, etc.
Word.
The project's
Word.
Brownies. So, have you released a lot of instrumental EPs and mixtapes before that? And are any other of your tracks, like of instrumentals, kind of for MCs who just want to go look up your tracks and maybe rhyme over them or freestyle or whatever, or hear the production and see, you know, more of what your beats sound like besides the songs that you're on, can they find them somewhere, like on a Bandcamp?
Yeah, if you go to I don't have a lot of instrumentals. My SoundCloud has a lot of stuff I've produced, but it's mostly vocal stuff. If you go to my website, there's a download section, and I have a lot of free projects. There's like Spread EP, which is instrumental. There's two versions of it. There's an instrumental version of it. There's the Brownies EP, which has a lot of the Brownies instrumentals on it, but not the full project. There's the Crackers EP, which I put out a few years ago, which is all instrumentals, which is actually the original beat tape that both the Joel Battle Cry joint and the John Legend Consequence joint was on. Those beats are on that beat tape.
It's interesting, those beats came off of that, and then when you played the track for the Cypher on the Eclipse show, that became the song of Wise Intelligent in Blackistan. You know,
it's funny because I have a, and I know how to network in this whole industry is like a very political, you know, bullshit networking kind of industry. But it's funny because the majority of the relationships that I have with artists are based on the music first. They're not about me being saying, oh, I'm so-and-so, I know so-and-so, I do this, I do that. It's mostly about my music getting out there and somebody hearing it and liking it and me reaching out or them reaching out to me because of that. And
so
I feel
for
like
producers that are out there that always wondered, you know, I don't know, should I put out an instrumental album because I'm just putting my beats out there and they're already heard? Will people want to use them because now they're a beat that already came out, you know? It is a good idea, obviously. It can happen. People could just say, that's okay, I want track 3 off of your instrumental album. I want to put that on my joint, or I want to put that
exactly
out.
Exactly.
So I know Illmind does his Blaps instrumental album. Sometimes he puts the artist rhyming over the beats too. Sometimes it's just instrumental.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, he showcases his beats that way. It's a good move. It gives people a product so that they can just be a fan of you as a producer and just listen to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Also shops your beats at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah. You're be prepared to have a lot of whack ass rappers being like, yo, I wrapped up your shit and sending you songs and stuff. But at the end of the day, exactly. Yeah. I've had people like record over my beats, shoot their own videos, and then start promoting them like, this is my new video produced by Audible Doctor, and like just shit, they just jack up a beat tape. But at the end of the day, if the music is good and you have quality music out there and somebody hears it, they're going to get at you. You know what I mean? And artists, if they really love something, they don't give a fuck if it's out. You know what I mean? They'll just say, yo, this shit is dope, I don't care what it came out of, the instrumental, I'm using this shit for my project. It's just a good way to get your music out.
And what's lucky for producers, if you're a rapper and the beat is really horrible, and it doesn't matter how dope you're spitting, if it's a really bad, bad beat, bad track,
exactly.
People are going to be like, that's horrible. Your rhymes are not going to come through. But if
exactly.
somebody is kind of whack, but they're on a crazy track, everybody who listens to it goes, yo, that beat is crazy, yo, this guy sucks.
Exactly.
But that track is dope. You know what I mean? They still like the beat anyway. They say, oh, man,
exactly.
I want to get the instrumental and rhyme over that. Later for this clown, you know?
Word.
You still get free press when they do that. You know, it doesn't make your brand look bad, luckily, because the beat is beat, and if it's a good track, it's a good track, you know?
Yeah, that's what I always say, too. Like, yeah, it doesn't matter who you're working. I mean, obviously, you don't work with anybody, but it's all about, like, if you do your part of the song right, then it doesn't matter. Somebody else can fuck it up for you, but they'll be like, at least that beat was dope, you know, as long as you do your work well.
So speaking of beats being dope, you got this new joint out off of the free EP. Did you produce this track, Baby Mama, or is that one that you
That Marink. Marink, who's a producer, a Brown Bag affiliate, he's been producing for Brown Bag for our group and for solo artists in the group for a long time now. But that's a beat that I got from. Actually, I think I got that beat. I think that was originally Soulkind's beat, and Soulkind needed me to mix down a record for him. And I was like, I don't know, I was being a dick about it. I was too lazy or something. And he was like, and he knew I loved that beat, so he was like, yo, I'll trade you Marink's beat if you mix this record down for me by tomorrow. And I was like, all right, deal. And that's what happened. So I mixed the record, and he gave me the stems for the beat and everything. But I'd been sitting on it for a long time. I've been sitting on that beat for a minute, though, but I finally, you know, it finally came to light, and I think the song came out great. So
now if that becomes your in the club track, hit single, like that Fat Joe passed on the beat for In the Club.
Yeah,
50 Cent in
exactly.
Club, and then 50 came out with it, and it was like biggest hit ever for him.
Yeah.
Career got launched basically on that record.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Soul Khan's gonna be like, "Oh man, that was my beat, son. Yo, I gave him that beat."
Exactly. Yeah.
Talking smack. But yo, so it's called Baby Mama, and I thought that it would be, you know, on some joking around, you know, baby mama drama, funny stuff. But when I listened to it, like, it was a real personal story. Like, you really go in, you really were tight about something that this is, I guess, autobiographical, right?
I can't really speak too much on like, the song is what it is. I can't really speak too much on it.
Well, tell them why you mad, son.
What? That's what I'm saying. I can't really go into too many details because there's a lot about that song that a lot of people don't understand. And I feel like if I explain it, it'll ruin it.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're gonna play it right now.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to go check out the video, you're going to find it at the top of mcmireport.com, as usual.
Word up.
So you can get the visuals. But we're going to rock it right now, and we'll come back, and we'll talk some more with Audible Doctor on MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk.
I'm gonna get my falsetto on this one.
This is I don't love you like I thought I did. This ain't what I'm used to.
Yeah.
What about the kids?
This shit sounds
they
weird.
They don't understand us.
Yeah.
Or what I thought we were. We're just not the
on the
same
beat.
Us. What we were before.
Yeah.
This is I don't love
you. Yo, I used to love this bitch. But now I'm worried I'ma end up in court telling the jury how the glove don't fit. It's kinda strange how we can change from having love so quick to me hating your guts like that's the reason that we in this shit. What you gave birth to unnerved the whole world, a numbness, it's amazing. I can't even feel that craving that I used to get. So when I hit the pavement pacing where this used to live, I'll make the aftershock shock the kids into the basement shift. You might be missing this. So here's some blatant shit. Fuck baby mom, she on some old, just pay me cause I'm making this. Rubbing the tummy like it's bringing home the bacon, bitch. What happened to the love that came above all when we made this shit? But now the table shift. No, not the 1200, but for 1200 she'll let you take what you want and just dip. It's hard to come to grips. I used to love fucking her, but now I fucking love you. And now she's dumb as shit.
I don't love you like I thought I did. This ain't what I'm used to. What about the kids? They don't understand.
I should have wrapped it up when I had the chance, but she made me feel like forever was in the plans. Cause I felt on point just like the tip of a pen. Every time she came around, I'd hear the sound I represent. But those days are long gone, though it's shitty like small thorns. It's time to move on, I truly learned that you the wrong one. I'm trying to tell you that I'm loving where your soul's from. But you in the club, busy dancing till the song's done. She got me stressed, she's a queen but never found a crown. So when she crowned, the baby's found with the same complex, I guess. That's how it goes when the forefather's not around. I bet you call him daddy long as he order another round. Shit, I'll be on Maury dancing like a fucking clown if I heard I wasn't the one who fathered your whole style. Fuck it, I made my bed so I'ma lay in it. Only next time I'll make sure that
this is
safe in it.
I love you like I thought I did. This ain't what I'm used to. What about the kids? They don't understand.
My radio, we're back with the Audible Doctor. So that's right. That's the current single, because you have a video out for that. So that's basically your next single off of the free EP, I Think That.
Yeah, that's really the most recent track that I'm pushing. I have another video coming in the near future for the Andy Kaufman Theory joint too. But I really just encourage anybody to just dive in and check the whole project out, because everything's kind of different and unique in its own way.
Cool. So let's let everyone know again, you can download that off of audibledoctor.com. Is that right?
Exactly. Yes.
That's audible.com.
Exactly.
If you can't spell doctor, just go kill yourself and download it.
But
Audible, I'll give you Audible. You know, maybe you never heard that one before. Or never saw it in writing to be able to spell it.
Word.
So people are going to be typing edible doctor.
Edible doctor.
That's like the porn movie version of
it. Yeah. Yeah, that's the next project coming.
Starring your mama. So where can people hit you up? Like, are you on Twitter?
I'm on all that social networking junk. Twitter/AudibleDoctor, Facebook/AudibleDoctor, Instagram is just AudibleDoctor. Really, that's it.
Everything is AudibleDoctor. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. You can Google
that's
Audible.
That's the best
you
way
on
to
MySpace,
do it.
Yeah, I'm still on MySpace. I think I haven't checked in a while.
MySpace is just sitting there. Like, everyone got on it from years ago, but it's just sitting there. It's funny.
Exactly.
I should go look at my MySpace page, see what it's been doing in the last 2 years.
You have 700 messages.
Right? Probably a lot of spam on the blog.
Yeah. Word.
Cool. So another project that you're working on for later on in the month, right, that hasn't dropped yet?
Yeah, I have an instrumental project.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that going to be called?
Instrumental project. It's called Doctrine. It's executive produced by Large Professor. It drops on the 30th on iTunes. We're going to be doing physical CDs and everything a little bit later. It's 12 tracks, all instrumental, and it's just kind of a testament to where I am production-wise right now. It's just kind of like simple. I tried to simplify everything. I'm not doing like synthy big things. It's like sample boom-bap drums, like just real hip-hop beats, like soulful samples kind of thing. Check it out. You can pre-order it. It's on iTunes. You can check if you go to my Twitter in the headline, you'll see the pre-order link and everything for it.
Definitely send it to us because we often need instrumentals to talk over. Like when we're doing these interviews,
absolutely.
You know, I like to rock different instrumentals and go back into the classics and different records that are out from artists I'm feeling. But it'd be cool to have some new original tracks that no one's heard before that just came out, you know.
So, yeah, absolutely, definitely.
We'll definitely check that out.
Word.
So come back on the show again when you have the next thing to drop, especially when you drop your next vocal album.
Word.
Is there, before you go, is there any Brown Bag All Stars projects in the works? Because I heard you say one time that you guys, you know, have grown a little bit apart just in terms of your lives. You're all off doing your own thing and you don't really get together that much. Is there any way that we're going to see a collaboration project?
Absolutely, yeah. We're working. We just dropped the EP that came out a couple weeks ago, and we're already now working on the debut album. We put a lot of work into it. It's a really, really solid project. We're just putting the kind of finishing touches on a few of the tracks. We're actually like we got together and we're working out our scheduling so we can get this project done, and hopefully early next year you're gonna hear the debut Brown Bag album.
Okay. How does that get done? Like, what's the behind the scenes for people who like to understand the process? Are you guys sending each other tracks back and forth? Do you all have to meet at so and so's house? Do you go to this studio? Like, how are you getting this done?
It's a combination of like really crazy email chains and random meetings at random weird hours, and like it's a crazy system of communications. But that's how we function. That's how we've always functioned like that. We've always had different schedules and different things going on in our lives and stuff, and it's always been kind of just a very crazy pattern of email chains and scheduling to keep things moving.
Is there a main producer in charge of that project? Like, are you heading that up, or is every producer in the crew doing different parts?
As far as production on the project, I have me and Jay, 57, split the majority of it, but we have actually a few outside producers that are involved as well. And we're not really releasing any names yet until the project is closer to being finished. But but yeah, it's primarily produced by me and Jay. Element has a few things on there. And then there's a couple outside cats that did some really crazy stuff that we're using for the album. It's really like... What's up?
I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's really like a... It's kind of a group synergy that just kind of keeps things moving, and we'll all kind of pitch in and do our separate parts and keep the ball rolling, you know?
That's what's up. Is there a Brown Bag All-Star website or fan page on Facebook or something?
It is. Currently, if you go to brownbagallstars.com, it will direct you right to our Bandcamp where you can buy our latest EP, Brown Label 2, which you should go and buy right now. it's an ever-evolving site, so it may be pointing somewhere else when we have something else to promote. But for the time being, definitely check it out, brownbagallstars.com.
And audibledoctor.com and
exactly.
mcmireport.com.
Exactly.
So it's been great having you. We're going to get back into some more music. Come back again.
Word
soon.
Up. Yeah, thank you, man.
Peace. MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk.
What's going on? This is the Gwen Stefani of rap. MCMI Radio. My name is Destroy. You tuned in to Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. MCMIReport.com. Go in, wild out, spaz. Tell your mother, tell your father. This situation, this MCMI Radio, holds them down. All right. Hopefully everything is fantastic in your life. And if it's not, tune in.
MCMI.
Yao Ming, Destroy. Peace.
Who flicks? Then after this show, go home with two chicks. Before cruise ships, I had to deal with the boots. It's dry producers. The next, you boom bits. You have drama like new clips. It gets stupid to make fools quick like they move switch. Out of the game, put some broomsticks. So move quick. If you sick, the truth is you can lose it. So many groups quick. Because of music, cause and crew slip. You could be substituted like my new if. Disputed. Oh, you need crew slick? What about driving cute? What about driving future? You think you could survive the show? It must go on. If my label's trying to be blind with tricks, they life is at risk. Yeah, the show must go on. When it gets in, my crew starts like an opera group. New cats that make it happen. The show must go on. If radio don't wanna play this, then I'ma stay rich and make hits. The show must go on. Cause I got brothers with needs and we don't like sitting in the way. We rocking these shows or we started. Nothing like a peace conference. Tell us these bump is why he's drumming. For these artists that can send them like Rasheed Wallace. That speak garbage, speak guns to each armpit, speak garbage. We heartless, with the seeds wanted. We starving to do to which the police watching. To be honest, I have your brain in three omelets. We promise to leave your head like a squeezed orange. Keep wildin' till I'm chillin' with deep pockets. And be a legend to my people like no bean blotted. I speak Spanish, Ebonic, I speak knowledge. Wildin' crazy like Steve or Remy Martin. You be slaughtered with the deceased carcass in the green forest. Only Montana's face deep slaughtered. We stomping regardless, the thieves want it. These cops can't shut down when we started. Let's go on.
When I see the ignoramus, flames from invigorating form of entertainment, leave their whole frame incinerated, innocent until the proof is shown. And when the truth is known, the whole roof is blown. Lies revealed and not the real. Now get off the block before you shot and kill. I ain't even gonna candy coat it. Look, when calamity tragically exploded, the fantasy is frozen. 5-0, raid the block, hoes in a state of shock. Haters wanna take my spot, but they ain't as hot. But they can blame that on where they reign at. Flossing all the weak jewels, dazzling the freaks and tunes, speaking to you. You figure she fool, but she got her own deceitful moves to try to teach you. My dialect dissects entire environments where life is a test, but striving for the best.
The show must go on. If my label's trying to be blind with tricks, see life is at risk. The show must go on. Once again, in my crew starts slacking, I recruit new cats and then make it happen. The show must go on. Even if radio don't want to play this, I'ma stay rich and make hits. The show must go on. Cause I got brothers with needs and they don't like splitting their deal. Come on. I'm was so good, and then, you know, we imploded. We was on tour for so long, and, you know, seeing each other and peeping, but every individual in that group is my brother for real. But we all as individuals went and did our thing, and we just have to continue doing what we love to do. And just prove to the world that the show must go on.
What's up with all these blonde sisters? I pay my regards to only God's whispers, because that I'm calm, playing cards, boa constrictors. I come from a star in the wrong system. The victors are all victims, afflictions are strong, trying to solve symptoms. Ahead of the class, walk the path for the last barrels and carry the flag for the past. But the path narrows, the titans they clashed in the slums while they cast arrows, returning to giants by the sun as it cast shadows. I gather my scars in the same battles, I swim in the same channels, would rather be slain and enslaved mammals. For some or the world is a stage with a stage manager, others the world is a cage, hit a cage rattle, complaining is played as a bass rattle. I step to the plate like I'm paper mantle, the bait of cave out of one. Every buffoon on a hunt without a flat flannel, whatever buffoon want a front, getting manhandled. Rain is stuck on the way that it drops, the rain is stuck on the way that it drops, the rain is stuck on the way that it drops, the rain is stuck on the way that it drops, the way's gonna welcome the rain, the way's gonna welcome the rain, the way's gonna welcome the rain. Waves gonna welcome the rain. A girl with a fat booty that hardly can act in a whack movie that hardly can rap. Trying to rap to me that hardly can scratch. Trying to mix records that hardly had tracks. Maybe six records, they ain't 86. She looks sick naked, she pouting her lips every 6 seconds. Promoters appraise like they're playing checkers. So who gonna take seconds? The sorcerers wait till they wave senses. We waiting to wave scepters and showing our fangs. Who's afraid of specters? The colors I wave wouldn't say inspections. We ain't even pay attention. We shoulder the weight, name we're paying mention. Don't run with a dame, cause the dame's special. We run with a dame, cause the profession is playing a position. Not talking about hoes, I'm staying home in the kitchen. I'm talking about queens, homie, those different. They roll for the whole mission. My missus ain't submissive, a leader. I don't need her to do my dishes, I need her to do my stitches. The rain isn't stuck on the way that it drops. The rain isn't stuck on the way that it drops. The rain isn't stuck on the way that it drops. The rain isn't stuck on the way that it drops. The way's gonna welcome the rain. 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 Don't ask me why my car regal defies the odds. Seen as odd people, they swarm on the swans, ducklings, and seagulls. I'm bald eagles, nobody is odd. I was born evil, I weathered the storm beetle. My collar deformed, I was born feeble. I made a decision while I'm sitting in the incubator to never cave in, to hesitate to show them what I made of. Any plan it was B or C or greater, I'll see you later. And lately graduated from Alpha Male to Alpha Omega. Neighbors, I'll tell you how to spot a traitor. They answer the ultimatums, they famous for finding something to be afraid of. They buckle corrupted for a buck instead of honest labor. Any buck that he's claiming, they pass it like a hot potato. That type of success is all accountable to sexual favors. They taste the strawberry, the cherry, all the kind of flavors. From lifestyles to Trojan play, lifestyles of the porn, dangerous form. Lord, it's like playing a foreign language.
Give it.